Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Congressional Democrats and some Republicans are insisting that President-elect Joe Biden be given access to national security briefings during the transition process. More from NPR's Windsor Johnston.
The top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, says Biden is entitled to intelligence briefings even if certain Republicans are not ready to recognize him as president-elect.
The Republican refusal to deal with reality is hurting our country, fighting the health crisis of COVID, and not compromising on national security.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says at this point it's not critical for Biden to receive the reports.
One president at a time. He's not president right now.
Some high-profile Republicans are joining the calls for Biden to get the customary access to intelligence briefings now, including Senators Chuck Grassley, Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Government cybersecurity and election experts say the 2020 vote was the most secure in U.S. history. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says there is no evidence of vote tampering of any kind. The agency is part of the Department of Homeland Security. Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot is issuing a 30-day stay-at-home advisory to stem a surge in coronavirus infections in her city. Lightfoot says residents should not leave their homes except for work, medical care, and other essentials effective Monday. She says Chicago's positivity rate for COVID-19 infections nearly tripled in the past month.
Based upon our latest data, we're now seeing an average of no less than 1,900 cases every day.
Lightfoot is also setting a 10-person limit on indoor and outdoor gatherings and is urging Chicago residents to celebrate Thanksgiving only with members of their households. The Justice Department has concluded an investigation of former Labor Secretary Alex Acosta's handling of a child sex abuse case over a decade ago. The department says Acosta, then a federal prosecutor, used poor judgment by arranging a deal for financier Jeffrey Epstein. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
The Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility looked at the criminal investigation led by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern Florida in 2007 and 2008 into Epstein's illegal sexual activity with underage girls. The DOJ report does not find that prosecutors engaged in professional misconduct, but it does find that Epstein's victims were not treated with the forthrightness and sensitivity the department expects. The report also takes aim at then-U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, saying he exercised poor judgment by opting to resolve the Epstein case through a non-prosecution agreement. Acosta stepped down as President Trump's labor secretary in 2019 after questions arose about his handling of the case. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. A bond hearing continues in Brunswick, Georgia, Friday for a white father and son charged with murdering black jogger Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutors say Travis McMichael, who's charged with shooting Arbery, had a documented history of using racial slurs. Defense attorneys insist that McMichael and his father Gregory thought that Arbery was a burglar and had no racial motive for chasing him down. Arbery was killed along a road in Brunswick, Georgia, where his father and the suspects all lived. Canada is trying to attract young immigrants from Hong Kong. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Ottawa is offering new programs designed to make it easier for Hong Kong youth to study and work in Canada.
The announcement comes as Canada expresses concerns over the imposition of an all-encompassing national security law in Hong Kong. Immigration Minister Marco Mendicino says to attract students and youth, Ottawa will offer a new 3-year open work permit to recent Hong Kong graduates and others with work experience to come to Canada to study or work. He says there will also be 2 new streams to permanent residency for Hong Kong residents already in Canada who have graduated in the past 3 years, and for others who have experience in Canada and want to return. The first applicants would be eligible to come to Canada in early 2021 once COVID-19 travel restrictions are lifted. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are broadly lower. In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are in positive territory following Thursday's down day on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.